This is Jordan Seculo. Today on Jay Seculo Live, what a doozy! Congresswoman Ilhan Omar compares the anti-Israel boycott, divestment, and sanction movement to the Boston Tea Party and Nazi boycotts. We'll talk about it today on Jay Seculo Live.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Seculo Live.
This week, I introduced a resolution with civil rights leader, our colleague, John Lewis, and Rashida Tlaib, who know the importance of nonviolence movements. It recognizes the proud history of boycott movements in this country dating back to the Boston Tea Party.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Don't come to this committee and in this Congress and start blaming Israel for all of the violence that is happening to it, blaming them for an occupation. That I will take the strongest of exception with, and that is not honest.
And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
Yeah, you know, when you've got the attention of the country, if not the world, on you as a freshman member of Congress, and what do you do when you've got that attention? You introduce a resolution to support the boycotting of Israel, and you compare boycotts, peaceful boycotts, and then your comparisons are the Boston Tea Party, which ultimately led to the Revolutionary War, and the Nazi boycotts by the United States, which ultimately led to World War II. She also talked about boycotting Imperial Japan. That was part of World War II. Those are not really peaceful boycotts. At their core, they led to major battles, major wars. So you had the War of Independence for the United States, and also World War II, which I believe was a just war in both cases. But to call those peaceful in nature, no, those were the first steps in saying, we're not going to work with you anymore. We are no longer allies. We are no longer friends. We are now enemies. I think there's a big difference, too, between what Congresswoman Ilhan Omar tried to do through her resolution and what was actually passed by Congress. The resolution, wide bipartisan support, focuses on the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement against our ally Israel. It doesn't say anything about banning Americans from participating in boycotts or deciding who to do business with. It's about delegitimizing the state of Israel and also about encouraging U.S.-Israel ties. And it had wide bipartisan support.
Yeah, 340 co-sponsors of the resolution that was actually passed out of the House Foreign Affairs Committee.
Get in the House, like get that much so. I mean, that's out of 435 members of Congress.
Yeah, I mean, maybe naming post offices or declaring certain holidays, Jordan. I mean, but nothing of substance gets that kind of bipartisan support. And by the way, it was one of five measures passed unanimously out of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Of course, Ilhan Omar sits on that committee. Had there actually been a roll call, she would have voted against some of those. But unanimously out of committee, five pieces of legislation, all of which affirmed our relationship with Israel. Jordan, I would just make one political note here, though. I mean, we have warned repeatedly on this broadcast of the dangers for Speaker Pelosi and the Democrat Party of not taking seriously the anti-Semitic remarks of Congresswoman Omar. We said that it would lead to moments like this where they are forced to choose between her radical views and what they at least state is their position as a party. Jordan, this is one of those moments. On a day where the House Foreign Affairs Committee was trying to reaffirm our relationship with Israel, it gets sort of swept under the news of Congressman Omar submitting this resolution, trying to undermine the relationship with Israel. Jordan, they have a political problem on their hands.
Yeah, she tweeted, you know, it's all about the Benjamins when it comes to the support of Israel. Here we have a statement. This comes from the resolution that passed bipartisan, which she couldn't prevent herself from then putting in another resolution opposing this one because it stood for Israel. And it says the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement, the whole focus of it is to exclude Israel from the world. To exclude Israel from the world. It's not just a boycott movement. It's a divest movement. It's a sanction movement, which is a lot different than just deciding to boycott something. You're saying to actively take international institutions and U.S. government institutions and put financial penalties on the state of Israel. She supports that. And by the way, she's planning a trip there. But it's not so easy for her to go because she's a BDS supporter. We'll talk about it. Take your calls, 1-800-684-3110 on Congresswoman Omar's latest move, 1-800-684-3110.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Maybe she deserves all the attention she's getting right now because she got herself elected as a member of Congress. Loves speaking out, loves making herself, putting herself in the spotlight. This was Congresswoman Ilhan Omar in 2012 in a tweet, quote, "Israel has hypnotized the world. May Allah awaken the people and help them see the evil doings of Israel. Hashtag Gaza, hashtag Palestine, hashtag Israel. May Allah awaken the people and help them see the evil doings of Israel." So in the midst of all the controversy surrounding Ilhan Omar and whether or not Democrats like Nancy Pelosi and more mainstream Democrats, if you will, who are liberal but don't necessarily take these policies on, but now they're jumping behind, you know, "I stand with Ilhan" in their hashtags and things like that. Do they really know who they're standing with, who they're supporting, and what they are supporting, the message that they are supporting? We're taking your phone calls on this, 1-800-684-3110. "Some people did some things." That's how she referenced 9/11. "Some people did some things." Take a listen.
"Far too long, we have lived with the discomfort of being a second-class citizen. And frankly, I'm tired of it. And every single Muslim in this country should be tired of it. CARE was founded after 9/11. Because they recognized that some people did something and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties."
You know, so what she was talking about there, again, the 9/11 attacks, where nearly 3,000 Americans lost their life, the country went to war, hunted down Osama bin Laden, went to war against Al-Qaeda. She also mocked the fear of Al-Qaeda and compared it to, hey, why are you not comparing that to, you know, like the U.S. Army? In one of the classes she took, you know, the professor would say Al-Qaeda, but not, and would not say it the same tone, or would not reference it the same way as the U.S. military. Take a listen to this one.
"When I was in college, I took a terrorism class. Every time the professor said Al-Qaeda, he sort of, like, his shoulders went up and, you know.
Yeah, he's in command here. Like,
Al-Qaeda, you know, hospital. You don't say America with an intensity. You don't say England with an intensity. You know, you don't say the army with an intensity."
Oh, Than, you mean you don't compare the England, or I guess the UK, which would be more specific to their military, or the America in general, the same way as you would speak about Al-Qaeda and Hezbollah?
Yeah, no, you don't, Jordan. I mean, the American government, the UK government, the military is involved. They're not terrorist organizations like Al-Qaeda is. Look, the one comparison in that list of organizations she mentioned might be CARE, Jordan. I mean, CARE is an unindicted co-conspirator in the conspiracy, a co-conspirator in the Holy Land case. That might be the right analogy to make. But look, if you zoom out more broadly, Jordan, I think the Democrat Party in Washington, D.C. has a real problem here because the views of Congresswoman Omar, they're clearly and openly anti-Israel. But Jordan, if you look just a layer underneath the surface, I really do think they're anti-American as well. And I don't say that lightly. It's not an accusation that I revel in making. But politically speaking, I think Speaker Pelosi and others inside the Democrat Party know that if that is the view that is associated with their party, American voters are going to look elsewhere to cast their votes. Jordan, I think that's why the Foreign Affairs Committee moved forward with this package of five bills. But unfortunately, because their party has been co-opted by Congressman Omar and the so-called squad, that is carrying the news of the day. And I think that political burden will saddle them. Jordan, we can get into this in a little bit, but there actually is a piece of legislation that has passed out of the United States Senate that if the House wanted to take this issue seriously, they could move. As of this point, it's nowhere on the House calendar.
1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. That's 1-800-684-3110. One thing I do want to mention, too, which was unique, is how the Democrats stand in the House. They also had an opportunity to impeach President Trump and decided in a very almost a unilateral way. I think there were maybe 80 members or something like that, but for the majority, vast majority of Democrats said no to that opportunity. They didn't want to go down the impeachment road. So they say all these, they'll throw all these words at him, call him all these horrendous names, but when they have the chance to vote on impeachment, they decide, they did have the vote like we talked about, and they voted, I guess they voted not to vote on it. Is that what they did?
Yeah, so the Speaker had a few options. She could have taken an up or down vote on it. She could have referred it to the Judiciary Committee. She actually voted to what is called table the measure, Jordan, which means that she actually put forward a proposal to kill the impeachment resolution, which, you know, for her, it was an interesting choice to go. But basically what it boiled down to, Jordan, is all but 95 members of the U.S. House voted against impeachment. So the final vote was 332-95, and the impeachment resolution that was put forward by Congressman Green was tabled, it was killed, it was not approved and not moved forward on. Jordan, I really think that is the open and close case for impeachment in the House. I won't be surprised if another member forces another vote on it. But now that every member is on the record, it's going to take a lot of energy to move someone from one camp to the other. So I think this vote of 332-95 against impeachment, I think that's about where we stand, Jordan.
You know, Marianne on Facebook says, why do we give Congresswoman Omar so much attention? Than one, elected member of Congress who decides to go out there in their freshman term and make statements about Israel and make statements about, you know, condemning our country and calling people names and calling everybody a racist. And that's one reason to call it out. Putting forward resolutions in response to the anti-boycott, divestment, and sanctions bipartisan resolution that passed Congress, and feeling she's got to rush with her buddy Rashida Tlaib and put out a resolution condemning that resolution. That's one reason. The second reason is the Democrat Party and the media together have elevated her. So this is a person who may be a freshman member of Congress, but I want to make clear to the world and to our audience, is an outlier, I hope, on the left, and if not, then this is what the left embraces.
Well, the 340 co-sponsors of the resolution that passed out of the House Foreign Affairs Committee want you to believe that it's an outlier, Jordan, but here's why I admittedly am a little bit hesitant to accept that. The Democrat leadership in the House, Jordan, continues to bestow upon her a seat on the House Foreign Affairs Committee and continues to allow her to say these outlandish things without specifically having a condemnation for or taking an action to have a penalty. It's really a sort of a backhanded endorsement of her position, or at least allowing her to elevate. And Jordan, I would just throw one thing out for your consideration, maybe the consideration of our listeners. How many of that fairly large House Democrat freshman caucus can you name? I would be really surprised if there are more than a handful of listeners that can name more than five members of that freshman class. And yet, this so-called squad that is advancing these ideas that are anti-Semitic in nature, certainly anti-Israel in nature, and in many cases, anti-American, Jordan, those are the ones that they can name. And that is because the Democrat leadership in the House of Representatives has, in some cases, directly elevated, and in many, many cases, allowed them to be elevated and these views to be elevated without speaking out against them. That's on the Democrat leadership in the House.
The anti-American, anti-Israel squad. You know, they should be ashamed of being associated together this way. Maybe one day they will, when they look back and realize, you know, they're not so old, these members of Congress. Maybe they will be ashamed of how they acted, what they said, the words that they used. But I doubt it, because they're getting support from the far left, including old-time liberal activists who have hated Israel forever. Like in the resolution which Congresswoman Omar had so much problem with, which was a resolution opposing efforts to delegitimize the state of Israel and the global boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement targeting Israel, which is a specific BDS movement. As Stan said, you had wide bipartisan support, over 300 members of Congress, both parties coming together to support this resolution, sponsor the resolution. Here's parts of it that she has such an issue with, that Congresswoman Omar had to put in a resolution countering this. Whereas the global boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement, or BDS movement targeting Israel, is a campaign that does not favor a two-state solution and that seeks to exclude the state of Israel and the Israeli people from the economic, cultural, and academic life of the rest of the world. Whereas the BDS movement does not recognize, and many of its supporters explicitly deny, the right of the Jewish people to national self-determination. Whereas a founder of the BDS movement has denied the right of the Jewish people in their homeland, saying, quote, "We oppose a Jewish state in any part of Palestine. No Palestinian, rational Palestinian, not a sellout Palestinian, will ever accept a Jewish state in Palestine." That's the resolution she was so opposed to that she had to put in. Here it is for your Facebook. There's the good one, bipartisan. Don't hear that much these days. Here's her resolution. Of course, Rashida Tlaib joined her with this. Affirming the right of Americans to participate in boycotts. It's a phony straw man that she created there. Nothing in the one resolution said that Americans can't participate in boycotts. It said that Congress is against a specific boycott movement that seeks to delegitimize Israel. Second, she compares our strong history of boycotts, peaceful boycotts, and the ones she references are things like the Boston Tea Party, which led to the American War for Independence, and boycotting the Nazis previous to going to war with the Nazis, and boycotting the Imperial Japanese previous to the bombing of Pearl Harbor. So when you engage in that widespread kind of movement as a nation state, that's a lot different than an individual person's boycott. She should learn, as we've said so often with these folks, learn their history. We'll be back on Jay Sekulow Live.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Cutting through the noise, why is Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, that some people did something, that's how she referred to 9/11. It's all about the Benjamins. May Allah awaken people to see the evil of Israel. These are all comments from Ilhan Omar. Some very recent, some during the beginning of her political career, all in the, over the last few years. And you wonder why, again, cutting through this, it's important, especially as we have another Democrat debate next week. You can watch the drawing live today, the drawing of names of people you never heard of today. But then next week, you know, there'll be a debate. This is, topic has to come up. And it shouldn't just be able to come up as, oh, I condemn this way of words. What about her policies? You know, because I think it would be nice to know if these Democrats actually did oppose at least her policies. You may not like the way we describe them, the way the president describes them, the rhetoric we use, but the rhetoric she uses. But what about her actual policies? Do you oppose those? Because that is what I think is so clear that we should hear from leaders on both sides of the aisle. I think we've heard from Republicans. What we haven't heard from clearly is Democrats, who are playing this phony game, which she was putting out anti-Semitism through her messages, using her Twitter account to do that. They couldn't condemn her in the House. They condemned the president. So, again, remember that. Just put that, put all this in your head. Why are we talking about it? It's not because of chanting at a rally. Okay, it's not because of even the president's tweets. It's because of what Ilhan Omar is doing and the amount of coverage she's getting must be combated. Let me go back to the phones. Daphne in California on line 6. Daphne, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. It is a shame and a disgrace that Omar is a part of U.S. Congress. She is anti-American. Not that alone, she's also anti-Israel.
Yeah.
She is behaving as if she is the president of the United States, a freshman in Congress.
Yeah, most of the time, freshmen, like Thad said, I'm not even sure, you know, I can name five right now. On their side of the aisle. And a lot of that is because when you are a freshman member of Congress, you usually do take a back seat to at least learn a little bit. Of course, there's always some superstars, there's people that stand out. Usually it's because of what happened during their, you know, election. So you might have like an AOC type, for instance, who unseats a well-known Democrat, powerful Democrat, and then, you know, they get a lot of attention, but not so much on policy. So they get attention for being, well, is this the new face of the party kind of attention? That's about it. But this group has come together, and I'll go to Harry on this first. Harry, they've come together. I think what the media hasn't figured out yet how to deal with them, and I'm talking about the liberal media, which is most of the media, and also other Democrats haven't figured out how to deal with when they put themselves together in their squad, as people call it, they don't know exactly what to do with their actual policies or how to handle this group because no one wants to end up like Nancy. It's not so much like Donald Trump. It's like Nancy Pelosi, who they call a racist also.
Absolutely. So I think Representative Omar.
Oh, your mic is down. Your mic is down, Harry. So we will get Harry's mic back up. Is Harry's mic back up? Is it back up yet? No? No, it's down. All right, Wes.
Yeah. You know, the thing that I find interesting, that's one word for it, is that Omar, she's very, very cozy with questionable, you know, groups that support Hamas and Hezbollah. She is on the speaking circuit for CARE, you know, which is also listed in some countries as a terror organization, not in ours, but as Than mentioned, they were an unindicted co-conspirator with the Holy Land Foundation trial. But here's the deal, Jordan. The BDS movement has direct ties to Hamas, which is a terrorist group. Just last week, a senior Hamas official, Fatih Hamad, said this: "All you 7 million Palestinians abroad, enough of warming up. You have Jews everywhere, and we must attack every Jew on the globe by way of slaughter and killing." He also announced that in Gaza, they have a new factory where they're making suicide vests for girls and boys to attack Israeli families. Where is Omar's indignation about Hamas calling for violence and killing?
No, Harris, she wants to go to Israel. Interesting enough, Israel has laws that actually bar those who support the boycott and divestment sanctions movement from traveling to Israel because of their security fears, because this movement is tied directly to Hamas and Hezbollah, the same groups who were saying, you know, we're building suicide bomb vests for children to use against Israel. Think about that. She wants to make a trip there, of course, to try and point out the evils of Israel, I'm sure, and to hang out with Palestinians and try to make her way into Gaza and who knows what else trouble she will try to cause. She could get a waiver from the foreign minister there, Netanyahu, might ultimately let her in, because honestly, the more she does, I think the more it exposes the truth about her. But again, she's now trying to take this international.
Absolutely. And it's important to note that the whole entire BDS movement is an international organization. And it has ties back to early Palestinian history in terms of the conflict between the Palestinians and the Jews. It's important to note that the Palestinian Arabs opposed the creation of the modern state of Israel in the 1930s. And you had leading Arab leaders working with Adolf Hitler as part of their campaign to exterminate Jews. And the BDS program ultimately has one goal, one objective, and that is the elimination of the state of Israel. They don't want coexistence. They don't want peaceful coexistence. They want to eliminate the state of Israel. And Representative Omar has done her best, in my opinion, to give aid and comfort to Hamas, which is a recognized terrorist organization. And she refuses to condemn this organization. She refuses to condemn terror, apparently also in the United States.
Yeah, I mean, here is Congressman Lee Zeldin of New York talking about the senior Hamas officials that have put themselves in line with the global boycott and divestment sanctions movement that, by the way, Ilhan Omar supports publicly. She is a supporter of the BDS movement. Take a listen to Congressman Zeldin, Byte 35.
Last Friday, Fatih Hamad, a senior Hamas official, called upon Palestinians worldwide to kill all Jews. This is a senior Hamas official just before the weekend. During a closed meeting in October 2017 between Hamas chief Sinwar and Gazan youth about reconciling with the Fatah movement, Sinwar stated that the time spent discussing recognition of Israel is over, and now Hamas will instead discuss when they will wipe Israel out. Hamas uses women and children as human shields. They declare jihad as an obligation. They deny humanitarian aid to their own people. They deny human rights.
You know, it's interesting, too. The BDS movement, their Twitter account, tweeted this: "The BDS movement for Palestinian rights warmly welcomes the resolution introduced by Congress members Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, affirming that all Americans have a right to participate in boycotts." And by the way, so do all of the laws in the country, including this resolution that passed against the global boycott and divestment sanctions movement was not about stopping any of you, any of us, from participating in a boycott movement. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. That's 1-800-684-3110. I'm sick and tired of talking about Ilhan Omar. You think I want to be doing this every day? And having to even go through this in the United States of America, talking about a U.S. elected official? It's disgusting. We're taking your calls. 1-800-684-3110.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
This week, I introduced a resolution with civil rights leader, our colleague, John Lewis, and Rashida Tlaib, who know the importance of nonviolence movements. It recognizes the proud history of boycott movements in this country dating back to the Boston Tea Party.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
You know, that's why the BDS movement's official Twitter account, at BDS movement, thanked, warmly welcomed the resolution introduced. That was Congresswoman Ilhan Omar there. Introduced by members Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, affirming that all Americans have the right to participate in boycotts. Yeah, they do. You don't need a resolution to do that. Then what she was doing was a resolution in support of the boycott and divestment sanctions movement. It's why the BDS movement sent out a tweet thanking her. It's so telling. Her friends are very telling. Her friends are terrorists and their allies and their friends and the groups that work with terrorists. That's her friends, and that's who comes to her defense immediately. That's who immediately welcomes her resolutions in Congress. It was a bipartisan resolution of over 300 members of Congress that called out the global boycott and divestment sanctions movement as being anti-Israel and even calling for the destruction of the state of Israel.
No question about it, Jordan. I mean, the introduction of Congressman Omar's resolution was timed to be on the same day that the House Foreign Affairs Committee was passing the bipartisan one condemning the BDS movement. Jordan, a couple of things. First of all of the state laws that have been enacted to oppose the BDS movement affirm what you said going into the break, that an individual American has the freedom to participate in a boycott. What those laws say, Jordan, is that a state cannot be compelled to use taxpayer dollars to support those boycotts. That is the only thing that those state laws do. It does not prohibit an individual American's right to boycott. She was doing this at the same day that the House Democrats were trying to show that they opposed BDS, to show the BDS movement, Jordan, that she does support them. But I would put this out to Democrat leadership. They're trying to have this both ways, Jordan. And there is a bill that passed the United States Senate overwhelmingly with Republicans and Democrats supporting it. It was called S1, Jordan. That's how important it was to the Senate. It was the very first numbered bill out of the Senate that supports those states' anti-BDS laws. It is sitting in the United States House. So if Speaker Pelosi wants to back up what they did in the House Foreign Affairs Committee with actual action, Jordan, I would tell her to put S1 on the floor. It's actually numbered H.R. 336 in the House. Until she does that, Jordan, she's with Congressman Omar on this.
All right, let's go to Jerry in Pennsylvania on line 4. Jerry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
I'm a proud member of the ACLJ and also CUFI. And I back Israel 100%, and the Jewish community is under attack as never before since the Holocaust. And I don't know what's keeping the Jewish Democrat members of Congress from standing up and making impassioned speeches on the floor of the House, denouncing Omar and her cohorts, and demanding that this end once and for all, this incitement to anti-Semitism Congress.
Also, by her statement of saying, we have a proud history of boycotts like the Boston Tea Party or Nazi Germany or not going to the Soviet Olympics in 1980. Do you realize what she's doing indirectly there? I mean, not indirectly, but just without saying it specifically. She's comparing Israel to Nazi Germany, the Soviet Union, and Imperial Japan. And she's, again, she's using, and also, by the way, how we were being treated, the American were being treated by the UK and the Boston Tea Party. I mean, these were, the idea of these imperialists, these Nazis, the Soviet Union, they're just like Israel. That's what she's doing in her comments. Don't let her you know, just she's not going to lay it out so clearly for you. She's done it before in the past. That was too much. You know, when she said, Israel is evil, may Allah awaken the world to that. You know, that was that pushed everyone a little bit too far. So she's figured out now, just use a bunch of other examples when you're opposing something that's pro-Israel, and then compare Israel to Nazis, which is disgusting. Compare them to the Soviet Union. 1-800-684-3110. Join us on the broadcast.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110, focusing in on this move by Congressman Ilhan Omar. She couldn't let a resolution condemning the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement with wide bipartisan support. Had everybody from, you know, you had, I think, Jerry Nadler on it, Lee Zeldin. I mean, so, you know, people who don't often agree on any issues who can agree that the global boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement to delegitimize the state of Israel, that supports the destruction of the state of Israel, that says there should be no Jews living in the area that they define as Palestine, is something we denounce as a country. But Ilhan Omar couldn't let that go. She had to put in a resolution saying, no, boycotting Israel is just like boycotting the Soviet Union and their hosting of the Olympics in 1980. Or Nazi Germany in the lead-up to World War II, or Imperial Japan in the lead-up to the bombing of Pearl Harbor. And so by doing that, she is comparing the global boycott and divestment sanction movement, which tweeted out their thank you to Ilhan Omar for her resolution. If you think we're trying to, you know, go too far and try to tie these together, we're not. I mean, she said she supports BDS. And now she's linking boycotting Israel to boycotting the Soviet Union and Nazi Germany. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I mean, when you're talking about combating anti-Semitism, Harry, you were just at a conference at the Department of Justice. I know Dan was there, and he spoke to it as well, but you were there as well in Washington, D.C. Attorney General hosted that conference on combating anti-Semitism and the BDS movement, both in the United States and globally. This is a real issue right now. I mean, and it's not like academics are just hosting these conferences or they're happening just in Israel. It is the U.S. Department of Justice hosting this conference about combating it in our country and abroad.
Absolutely. And it coincides with a very important fact. The number of anti-Jewish hate crimes crimes is rising worldwide. In Great Britain, for instance, 60 members of the House of Commons issued a resolution denouncing, in effect, the leader of the Labour Party for coddling anti-Semitism. Anti-Semitism is on the rise, and at this particular juncture, we have Ilhan Omar. What is she? She is a flamethrower. And she claims that her resolution basically vindicates the First Amendment. Nothing could be further from the truth. In essence, her resolution is designed to do one thing, to give aid and comfort to Hamas and the other individuals who support anti-Israel vitriol, anti-Jewish vitriol. That's what it's all about.
Folks, 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us today. That's 1-800-684-3110. Michelle in California, online too. Michelle, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Oh, thank you so much for taking my call. I just had a question.
Yep.
Why, us as an American people, we're supposed to be American first. Why are we okay with spending $10 million a day towards Israel? Why is that something that's not discussed more or talked about?
Wait, say that again?
Because of our tax dollars. $10 million of our tax dollars each day is going to Israel. If we're supposed to be American first community, or if that's
because they work with us. I mean, so if that's true, I don't know if that number is exactly accurate. Maybe if you like define over years, we work together on security and weaponry. It's expensive. So they developed one of the first shields against missiles, the Iron Dome. We helped develop that with them. We worked together on technology. We worked together with them on business. So you lied to get on the show, which is interesting. So you are part of the BDS movement, I guess, Michelle. Is that right?
No, I'm not, but I'm just curious as to why no one's talking about it.
Because you support your allies. You work with your allies. I mean, it's still America first if you've got allies willing to stand with you. And I think Israel's been very clear. Their prime minister's been very clear. I mean, on working with the United States. You don't take yourself out of the world. You don't give up allegiances in the Middle East, West, because, and I mean, I know $10 million a day, if that's even right, and it may be over a long period of time, over an entire year, if you add up weaponry spending and research that we do, but that benefits the United States, West. I mean, you've come from the military. That's a benefit to the United States. It's an added gain, not a, we're just giving away $10 million.
No, and billions of dollars.
We get things in return from Israel. Unlike most of the foreign aid we give,
yes,
we actually get something in return from Israel, like support.
Right, and there are tens of billions of dollars annually that go to allies, literally, all across the globe. Some of them are not even good allies like Turkey and Pakistan, but you're right. It's in order to cooperate with security and to have relationships so that we can take a stand for the ideals and values that make America what it is. I think it's interesting that Omar and her colleagues Tlaib and AOC and Presley, they frequently like to play the victim card, and I expect that will happen this week with Omar. But this is not about Islamophobia. It's not about misogyny. It's not about racism. It's about Americans who disagree with Omar's policies and viewpoints and her ties to terror organizations and their allies. That's the bottom line, and that's why her resolution is creating such a furor across the country, because of those ties, and it has nothing to do with her gender or her religion or anything else. It's about a policy that is blatantly anti-Israel and anti-American.
1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I love having the line callers get through, because it just exposes one. They don't really have a second response. So it's just, what about, you know, this $10 million? Yeah, it sounds like, I mean, I think it's probably $3 billion a year annually. Yeah.
Annually.
Yeah, to Israel.
Which is not $10 million a day, as the caller suggested.
No. But, you know, it's a lot of money. And yes, it's because of an ally that we work with on technology, on anti-terrorism, on security, and a lot of other things that aren't involved in conflict. Just business. A good business partner. It's good to have a friend in the Middle East. It's good to have an ally in the Middle East that we can count on. It's good to support the only functioning democracy in the Middle East as well. 1-800-684-3110. Everyone in this movement is the same. See, it's like, whether it's the radio caller or Ilhan Omar, you give them the microphone, it's like, please give them the microphone. Let them talk it out. Because what they then try to say is outrageous from us doesn't even sound outrageous anymore when you actually go back and you read tweets like, may Allah awaken the world to the evils of Israel. This is a U.S. member of Congress who claims to be the victim over and over and over again. Let's play President Trump from that rally last night. Let's play it.
And she talked about the evil Israel, and it's all about the Benjamins. Not a good thing to say. So that's Omar.
Yeah, that is Ilhan Omar. Okay? Hiding behind her hijab to attack the state of Israel at whatever chance she gets. So now she's compared Israel to the Soviets, to the Nazis, to Imperial Japan pre-World War II and the bombing of Pearl Harbor. She has compared, she said it's all about the Benjamins, the only reason people support the state of Israel. It's all about the Benjamins. It's all about money, which is, again, anti-Semitic in itself. And she's also going so far, you know, may Allah awaken. I don't like tones like that, okay? Post 9/11 in my country, I don't really like the thing that may Allah awaken the people of America to the evils of Israel. That's really not, you know, figuring out the tone right in the United States. Even as you know, for people who are American Muslims, I think most American Muslims are probably not so happy with her and what she's done. But she again uses these radical groups to do it, who claim to speak on behalf of all Muslims. I don't think they do. I hope they don't. I'll say that. I hope CARE isn't really representing all Muslims. I think they would be a much bigger organization if they did. But you know, second, again, she deserves the attention she gets. She decided to become a member of Congress and decided not to just be a backbencher than, but to go on and do every interview possible, do the late night shows, join a squad with other liberal members of Congress who love, I think, you know, some of it is they love themselves too. This is like talking about a group of, you know, I know members of Congress, they all love getting attention. They love their minutes of fame. I mean, no one, I'll say that bipartisanly, but I mean, this group, they really love it. It's like anything they can to go have another press conference.
Jordan, I would just say this. It wouldn't be possible for them to elevate themselves to this stature without help from the establishment inside the Democrat Party. I mean, it wouldn't. If the Democrat Party was running away from these positions and doing what it took to repudiate them, like passing legislation that is out of the Senate and on their desk, Jordan, they wouldn't have the stature they do have. Democrat leadership is trying to have it both ways. And just one point about the last caller and the aid that we give to Israel. Jordan, you want to talk about money well spent. How many times has the intelligence sharing just over the last year revealed plots against the United States? When we're doling out foreign dollars, Jordan, I would say that we should take money away from those who are not cooperating with us and provide more to those who are doing it. Nobody has done better than the state of Israel. And for my money, Jordan, every dollar that we send them has been money well spent.
I agree. 1-800-684-3110 to join us in the final segment of the broadcast. Remember, we fight back against this boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement, this comparing Israel to Nazi Germany and the Soviet Union. We constructively fight it at the ACLJ. This is a great time to support our work. We have a matching challenge right now at ACLJ.org. Whatever you donate is doubled. Go online, donate to the ACLJ. We need your support. ACLJ.org. We'll be right back.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Welcome back. Final segment of Jay Sekulow Live today. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Here's one from Ilhan Omar. Flashback to months ago. When she repeated an anti-Semitic trope about typically used against Jews, and you know, this idea that they really can't be trusted as Americans or wherever they were in the world. This has been used against Jews. And you could say the same thing about, I mean, her own community, right? I mean, so, you know, be careful about this because, again, what was used against Jews was that they really can't be trusted because they're not really part of society. They're really, you know, they support the Israel. They don't really support our country. The Nazis used it. Other countries, it's still used against, it's the classic anti-Semitism. And she repeated it right away, by 28.
I want to talk about the political influence in this country that says it is okay for people to push for allegiance to a foreign country. I want to ask, why is it okay for me to talk about the influence of the NRA, of fossil fuel industries, or big pharma, and not talk about a powerful lobbying group that is influencing policy?
I mean, first of all, I don't see that there any kind of group saying you have to pledge allegiance to the state of Israel. You pledge allegiance to the United States. It is support for an ally. I mean, that's what, you know, groups like AIPAC, who are pretty bipartisan in their tone when it comes to Israel. I would say we're a much stronger group specifically, and we call it out in a much more direct way. AIPAC, very careful to even cultivate a very bipartisan culture of this generic than I would call it, generic support for Israel that has existed in the United States for a long time, since the founding of Israel.
Right. Generic in the sense, Jordan, that they have been the strongest ally of the United States, and it should be a fairly elementary thing to say, if you're a strong ally of the United States, we stand with you. I mean, Jordan, where I see the problem here is when she was asked about Al-Qaeda. I mean, that should also be an easy answer, right? Do you support or oppose Al-Qaeda? That should be an easy answer. I oppose Al-Qaeda because they are against the interests of the United States. These are not difficult questions. And when you talk about a group like AIPAC, who she came out against, you're correct, Jordan. I mean, if they get a criticism here in Washington, D.C., and I'm not saying this is mine, but if they get one here, it's because sometimes they take a pass on issues because it might be perceived as a partisan issue. They are very careful to work on both sides of the aisle, yeah. And yet she came out against them. Look, she's out of step on this one, plain and simple.
Yeah, let's go to Ray in Pennsylvania on line 3. Ray, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
How you doing? So it took me about 15 seconds to get out, but the first thing is, why haven't the Republicans taken a stand against Omar and Tlaib? Because I feel that the Dems truly stand with the BDS movement, even though they say that they aren't. And where is the against Omar and Tlaib?
I don't know if I fully agree with you. I think that we've heard pretty widespread condemnation from members of Congress against Ilhan Omar on the Republican side, especially the members of Congress who, you know, have served with her on, like, the House Foreign Affairs Committee. So you hear from Lee Zeldin. The President of the United States is a Republican, and he is condemning her from the stage at his 20,000-person rally. So I don't know much more. I don't expect more condemnation from the right. I mean, people get more educated about why there is the condemnation. Why does she upset these members of Congress so much? It's because they understand the history that I do, that I've given to you today about her specific statements. I mean, listen to this one. This is another classic Ilhan Omar related to terrorism. She's speaking back in on public broadcasting in St. Paul in 2013. Take a listen.
Usually most people want to not look internal and see what the, you know, what
face
about their actions that makes another react. You know, for us it's always I must have not done anything. You know, why is this happening to me? And nobody wants to take accountability of how these are byproducts of the actions of, you know, our involvement in other people's affairs.
So that's blaming America for terrorism. With.
Yeah. She is actually making an excuse for terrorists, which have attacked America and civilized people all around the world, that somehow or another, that what they're doing is a reaction to our policies or to our programs or to our presence there. That is insane. Omar and her colleagues, collectively known as the Squad, they are so out of touch with the American people, Jordan. They are becoming a four-person committee to reelect the president. That's how out of touch they are. But Democrats, as the caller mentioned, need to stand up and call out Omar and Tlaib for their speech as well as their associations, which are anti-American, anti-Israel, and blatantly anti-Semitic.
Yeah, I mean, that's the issue. Let me go to Chris in Illinois on line one. Chris, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi. My question is, as Christians, what can we really do to stop this anti-Semitism?
I would say vote. I mean, write in, Chris. Vote. You know, you're in Illinois. Vote. Make sure that Nancy Pelosi is not the Speaker of the House, honestly, because she's unwilling. I think there would probably be some Democrats who are more willing, even if there was a different Speaker. But she has been unwilling to condemn this. And even they go out to her. And she still runs to their defense. So she's owned by this group. I think it is much bigger than we realize, Than. This anti-Israel leftist position has got much more influence inside the Democrat Party. And the examples by Nancy Pelosi and others show that it tells you that it's got to be bigger than these four members or members of Congress.
Well, look at the high-profile members inside the caucus, Jordan, who are speaking out against her words but not taking the actions that they could to combat it. I mean, I look at the chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee, Elliot Engel, who has spoken out pretty strongly against Congressman Omar. Jordan, he has not pushed for the enactment of S-1, which has cleared the Senate and is sitting in the United States House, which would support these state-based efforts to remove states from the BDS movement. I would say that Elliot Engel and Speaker Pelosi need to move that piece of legislation. And I would say to the last caller, in addition to the advice you gave her, Jordan, make sure her members of Congress, both in the House and the Senate, stand behind that effort. That bill, S1 HR 336, should be passed by the House. It should be signed into law by the president. And there is only one chamber standing in the way, and it's the chamber that has 341 members of Congress supporting this resolution out of the committee. They need to take the next step, the one with teeth in it, Jordan.
It's interesting. Jake Tapper tweeted this. The president won this one, said a House Democrat, unnamed, of course, of the Trump versus Squad, AOC, Tlaib, Omar, and Presley showdown. What the president done is politically brilliant. Pelosi was trying to marginalize these folks, and the president has now identified the entire party with them. I don't think it's really the president doing that. I think he's highlighting the truth, Harry, is that Nancy Pelosi's knee-jerk reaction is, even after they're attacking her, is to run to them.
Absolutely. So what the president has done is highlighted Democratic fecklessness, unwillingness to confront the vitriol that is coming from the so-called squad. House Speaker Pelosi could condemn Omar and Cortez and the others. She refuses to do so. Instead, she wants their favor.
All right, folks. Trying to educate you today because there's so much noise on these issues. There's a reason for it, but sometimes you have to take some time to actually understand the reason behind it. You know, why is this person causing this kind of outrage? Consistent outrage, if you will. Support the work of the ACLJ. We fight against BDS. We have an office in the state of Israel. Because of your financial support, we're able to have that office in Jerusalem, standing with the state of Israel. Support the ACLJ. Double the impact of your donation this month at ACLJ.org. Make that financial contribution if you can. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift